meant to be some examples here. So this, can anybody see this? Not really, is that right? Well, this one, let's look at this one, which is more interesting. So, when you come to this example, which is available on the home page, I'll just tell you what this is doing. Alright, so this is telling you the types of things you can do. If you could read it, it says this text is bold, which is a string. There's a document.writeln at the beginning, which I've just scrolled through, and then there is a method. This is an example of a string, an object of type string in JavaScript, and that has a method called bold, which is similar to the types of things you see in Java, which converts it to bold. There's a method called italics, a method called strike, and so on. There's a method called font color, which changes the color. And so this has the feature that you can then use these methods attached to strings to be able to change the style of the text, which appears over here, saying this text is bold, etc. You can do subscripts and superscripts and things like that. So that says that there are strings in this language which you can manipulate. Now, all these examples are seemingly trivial because they have text. They become non-trivial when we have variables which are set equal to those strings, because then we can manipulate those variables, concatenate them, and produce them, and then we can do these interesting things with them, like change their color, etc. So there are similar types of approaches to changing relative and absolute sizes, which are using the font size method.